stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to a new edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hello, hello. All right, ooh.
Ooh, spooky. We're kind of getting into our theme here today. We have a very special episode for you today. We're going to be speaking with Jessica Marico. She's the executive producer of The Haunted Road. It's that immersive experience we've been talking about for the last couple weeks that's happening in Orlando. And she's going to give us all the 411 on what you can expect and how to get your tickets and all the upgraded experiences. And we're just so excited to talk to her. All right, so we're here with the executive producer of The Haunted Road, Jessica Marico. The event is in Orlando, so just up I-4 in the same location as Corn Maze Orlando and Painted Oaks Academy. So if you're familiar with where those are, this is right in the same area. Hi, Jessica. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So can you tell us a little bit more about what visitors can expect when they visit The Haunted Road?
Well, it is a drive-through Halloween event. We are doing a nighttime scary version of this event. We're doing a family-friendly version during the daytimes on select weekends throughout October. And then we are doing an unrestricted experience the first week of November, which basically means that it's just a little bit, there's more gore, there's more horror, probably some more blood. So when the guests arrive, they're going to be driving through this experience, and everything is contactless. So they pre-purchase their tickets, and then they arrive on site. There'll be a contactless check-in by QR code that will be done through their window while their window's rolled up, and then they'll be allowed to enter the road. We're going to have FM transmitted surround sound inside of their car that will be synced to the visuals they're happening on that they're seeing on the outside of their car. And they'll drive down this road, and they'll get to a scene, and they will park their car. When they are in a safe parked location, they're going to be able to see a theatrical story, horrors, scares, that is all based around the untold story of Rapunzel.
Ooh, this sounds really cool. How did you guys come up with this idea?
Well, I was working with a few other creatives on another immersive theatrical experience, and then COVID happened. Mm-hmm. And so we didn't want to wait a year or two, you know, for a vaccine and for people to be able to come out and do immersive things. And so I started thinking about maybe we could do something with drive-ins or drive-throughs. And I looked at the calendar, and about 6 months down the road was Halloween. And I knew we had a couple of people on our team that were haunted house fans, some people who had already created haunted houses in the past. And so I was like, you know what, let's do a drive-through haunted house attraction. And then it just evolved from there and became a full theatrical story, and with some other unexpected elements as well.
So just a quick little follow-up. How many scenes will they each see, like, if they go to an event evening? Like you said, when they drive up to a scene, is there a certain number of scenes that they're going to get?
Well, we're not revealing the exact amount of scenes because we want it
secret.
We want some things to be unexpected and exciting. But we can tell you that it is around an estimated 40-minute experience.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
That's really exciting. Honestly, 40 minutes. It's like half a movie right there. That's amazing. And I had a question about the driving. So I know you spoke about your driving to each scene and location. Do drivers have to worry about being scared when they're behind the wheel?
Well, this entire event was designed around safety. And so that's really important to us, both the safety of our guests and the safety of our cast and our crew. And so we have made it a rule that while people are driving, their headlights are on, there's nothing that's going to scare them off the road at that time. We wait for those like super scary moments to happen after they're in like a safe parked position.
That's so exciting. And I just had another question. So with the surround sound, they're going to be hearing some creepy things when they're driving to each scene. Is that what they're doing? And then when they get there, you get to hear the audio of the actors?
Yes. When they, they, throughout the experience, you'll be able to hear music, sound, and also the voices of the actors.
Yep. Wow. I love this immersive experience. And with what you were saying about the unrestricted nights and with the regular haunted road, I wanted to ask you, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the scariest and 1 being not scary at all, how would you rank these two experiences?
That's a good question. I've never been asked that before. Well, I can tell you this. The director of the show, the writer and director of the nighttime show, Nick Graves, he keeps telling me that I'm giving him nightmares. And he's like, his partner in bed in the middle of the night. He says he's never written anything scarier. To give you an idea of how we decided what to put into the unrestricted show in November, a lot of times we'll be in creative sessions and, you know, artists or writers, they'll say something. They'll say, we should totally do this, whether it's whatever it is. I'm not sure, you know, amputation, whatever it is. And we'll be like, that might be a little too much for the audience. And so we thought it would be fun to just pull all of those ideas, all of those moments when we're like, it's a little too much, and just throw them all into one show. And you can come. That's what you're into.
So I'll be going to the normal nights, and then Michaela will be going to the unrestricted nights. Or I'll go to the family-friendly nights, because I'm a big scaredy cat.
Yeah, I just have to figure out who to go with, because I feel like people are going to be very nervous. But you know what? I'll just tell them, you know what? If you're a little scared, just cover your eyes a little, and you can bring it back up.
Oh, except for while you're driving, of course.
Yeah, cover your eyes while you're driving.
I'll drive.
I was thinking about that too. And one of the things I think that's the scariest thing about going to haunted attractions is the sound. And so I think if someone gets into it and they're just really scared, I think they could just probably turn the sound down a little bit.
I'm sure they're going to love it though. This is an awesome experience. And another question I had was, what is this Beyond the Road experience?
Oh, yes. Okay. So if you'd like to, all the tickets, the general admission tickets are per person. But if you'd like to do a full vehicle upgrade, so everyone who comes in your car gets an upgrade, they can purchase the Beyond the Road upgrade. And it includes the premier viewing locations and all the scenes. And it includes a photo taking of you and all of your friends in the car at the experience so you can remember it. And then a special extra, like exclusive scene that only you and the other people in the Beyond the Road experience get to experience.
That's so exciting.
Cool. All right, so we're speaking with Jessica Mariko. She's the executive producer of The Haunted Road, and you can get all the information at thehauntedroad.com. And it kicks off September 25th, so very exciting, really close, about a month away. So Jessica, can you, so you kind of mentioned the family-friendly nights, and so did I, because I'm a big scaredy cat myself. So can you kind of explain what that experience will be more like?
Yes, you're going to take a journey through an enchanted land. There will be fairy tales intertwined throughout the experience, fun characters. There's going to be song and dance and, you know, nothing too scary for the little ones. There will be some aspects of trick-or-treating. So for all those kids who are probably going to be very sad that trick-or-treating is not the same this year, it'll give them a place to go and get some fun candy in a safe way. Of course, we have some things in the works to make the delivery of candy extra safe. And at that experience is estimated about 30 minutes. And it also has a Beyond the Road upgrade that you can do for the entire vehicle. And that upgrade includes the premier viewing locations, the photo of you and your entire family in the car, and it includes a disco rainbow car wash.
Oh my gosh, how fun.
And then the parents can secretly give us the names of their kids, and they can be featured in the experience. So they can have a custom experience for their children.
Oh my goodness. That sounds like you've thought of everything, all the safety measures, all these different tiers of scared, you know, how creepy and scary it can be. There's really something for everybody at this experience, it sounds like.
We hope so. We hope we can provide something to everyone right now during these crazy times. That's just fun and a way to just get out of your house and, you know, do something that's entertaining and different.
Yeah. And the kids could even wear their Halloween costumes in the car to the experience. Look at that.
I love that.
Or dress up the car.
Yes. It's like, I know all of us are thinking, we want to dress up. Like, where are we going to go? Where are we going to wear these costumes? So yeah. Yeah. I'm hoping people show up in like super fun costumes in their cars, and they can have like little parties in their cars as they go through.
I love that. All right. So the Haunted Road, it's kicking off in Orlando on September 25th. All the info on tickets and all the upgrade experiences can be found at thehauntedroad.com. All right, Jessica, one last thing. Your 20-second elevator pitch of why you cannot miss this experience.
Well, it's the Haunted Road is more than just a haunted house. It is a full theatrical story with twisted characters and horror and scares and unexpected elements at every turn. So I hope you come out and help us save Halloween.
I'm sold. I don't know about you, Michaela. I'm sold.
I'm like, ooh, what days can I go? Who will come with me?
We're going to load up a car. Well, Jessica, thank you so much for making time for us today. And we cannot wait to see you on the Haunted Road.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. How great was she?
She was incredible. It just makes me so excited for spooky season.
I love how she's like, help us save Halloween. It's kind of like, one, I can't believe it's the end of August already and that we've been dealing with this pandemic for so long. And, right. You know, for the first time really ever, theme parks closed down for months. I mean, it's really, now that I'm thinking about it, my mind is kind of blown that we're already, you know, kids are going back to school, pumpkin spice lattes are back in Starbucks, and we're getting ready to gear up for Halloween.
Absolutely. It's like a blink of an eye and it's all here, but it did give them enough time through staying at home to think of all these great ideas that they're going to bring to us here in Central Florida.
Yeah, it sounds so cool. So like we said, thehauntedroad.com for all the information on tickets and all of that. And, you know, hopefully it's a big success that even next year, if we're all getting back to normal, maybe it'll come back. Cause I just think it's a really cool idea.
Or maybe for winter.
Ooh, like a
you never know.
Winter wonder. Ooh, like Jack Frost went crazy.
And I'm then a fun thinking. Family friendly oh, okay. one with Santa. We could do two.
So Rudolph.
Yeah, maybe you drive through the North Pole. Who knows? Anyway, we're just brainstorming here for their future.
We're just so excited. And it just really kind of, it just sounds neat and a cool way for families to spend time together for Halloween and kind of celebrate. Cause you know, who knows what Halloween's going to look like this year, really. And so instead of our theme park tip of the week this week, we're going to kind of turn it on its head a little bit. We're going to give you some of the top trending Halloween costumes for 2020. And I'm sure, yeah. And I'm sure you can guess what some of them are. I mean, you got to go with Tiger King, anybody from Tiger King, right?
There's Joe so Exotic. Many people.
You just get yourself a really loud shirt and maybe
a wig
and there you go. Maybe a stuffed tiger under your arm. You're the Tiger King.
I'm sure you could find some of this stuff around your house too.
Right. An early 2000s girl, which is kind of like a elevated 90s girl, you know, butterfly clips, denim mini skirt, chunky flip flops. You know, just think of early 2000s, maybe like a nice NSYNC t-shirt to get you in there.
Yeah.
So maybe go through your closet, see if you got anything.
A CD player.
There you go. I love it. anyone from Hamilton. And I actually was on a costume website a couple weeks ago and noticed that there are some really cool Hamilton costumes out there from the Broadway show.
What if, because if you've watched it, you're listening and you've watched it, you know that some of the actors play two different characters, act one versus act two. Maybe
I haven't watched it yet.
Even go right down the middle of your face and do like Lafayette on one side, and who does David Diggs play the other side?
Oh my gosh, I haven't watched it yet.
And Thomas Jefferson, duh. Thomas Jefferson and Lafayette on either side of your face.
Oh, that's or Peggy, really clever.
Peggy Schuyler on one side and Maria Reynolds on the other. See, we have for men and women going on.
Oh my
here.
Gosh, so smart. Now I'm really I'm super intrigued to watch Hamilton on Disney Plus, because I haven't yet. And now I'm like, wait, they play two different people in the show? Okay, now I need to see what this is all about.
But one more thing about Hamilton, I should say, sorry. Yeah. I bet you the one character in Hamilton that's going to be the most popular is not going to be Hamilton. It's going to be the king. Oh. I guarantee you it's going to be the king.
Okay. Well, now I'm really intrigued.
You gotta watch it, because the king is barely in it, but he
makes
was
an impression.
Like, yes, all the gifts on Twitter. It's amazing.
Okay.
It's Jonathan Groff too. So who doesn't love Jonathan Groff?
Oh, I love Jonathan Groff. Okay. I'm in. All right. The Masked Singer. Anyone from The Masked Singer? I mean, it's a costume in itself, because they are wear a costume on the show. So that's one. This one I'm actually, I don't know if I'm ashamed to say it, but I'm actually waiting for my Taylor Swift Folklore cardigan to come in the mail that I ordered when the album came out, but they're saying Folklore era Taylor Swift. So like taking some inspiration from her album covers and all of that. Cheerleaders from the show Cheer on Netflix, which I love. This one's interesting, and I'd be interesting to see how you dress up like this, but the Popeye's chicken sandwich. There's that one.
Okay. This is interesting.
Your favorite Schitt's Creek character, which was early in my quarantine that I binged that entire series in like a month. And it is one of my favorite shows of all time. So I think there could be something there. I love them so much. This one's interesting. Black Widow, which is getting ready to have the movie come out. Trolls are going to be a big one this year. Mr. Rogers back again for another year, and then
going strong.
And then yes, going strong. Hey, it's like a cardigan and
sneakers
and you brush your hair to one side. You got a Halloween costume.
There you go.
But this one I have a feeling will be big. The quarantine couch potato. Just wear your PJs and maybe put a sign around your neck that says 2020 on it. And
or
there
just
you go.
Like put something around your head. It's like, oh, Zoom call.
Yeah,
they're like dressed up here, and then with the nice sweatpants at the bottom.
Yep, have a like a cardboard around your face. It looks like a computer screen.
Right, that's what I'm. Yep.
And your Zoom call. I love this. So many great ideas.
Right. I can't even think of. I was thinking about shows. Only thing I can think about is like Ozark. Was a really big very popular.
Yep, that's a good one. There were some other shows that I saw online that were kind of big. If you saw the show on Netflix called Never Have I Ever, they're talking about Friends from that. The Kissing Booth from the movie The Kissing Booth, which I watched both of those movies in quarantine as well, and they're super adorable.
So many opportunities for great costumes.
Yeah. I mean, 2020 is really just a plethora of things. So you could be,
Wonder Woman will probably come back this year with costuming just because her movie is coming out in October.
Is it the Cheetah?
Perfect.
Cheetah in the movie?
Cheetah is the villain.
There you go. So, all right, Michaela, now we got to start thinking about Halloween, because there's always the Sanderson sisters from Hocus Pocus. I mean, they're a perennial favorite. They're a perennial favorite. And I love them. I don't need a reason to watch Hocus Pocus in June or August. Okay.
No. And of course, if you're going to the haunted road, dress up, have fun. And also maybe even put some stuff on the outside of your car, or maybe decorate that a bit. Of course, not the windshield. We got to see driving, but other than that, like, use those
spray chalk.
Yeah, those
window pens,
writing
and stuff.
Utensils. Yeah, yeah, that's awesome.
Have some fun.
And make it a ghost.
Ooh.
The mystery machine.
Oh, there you go. And you could all dress up as characters from Scooby-Doo. Oh,
there you go. We're giving so many ideas.
So full of ideas. It may be those four pumpkin spice lattes I've already had today, but whatever. Oh. To say I'm very excited that it's fall is an understatement. Well, thank you to our guest, Jessica Mariko, the executive producer of The Haunted Road, on with us. And we will catch you next time on Theme Parks and Rec.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.